The store by the GFB is new at the Guelph Food Bank, where clothing and eventually housewares are sold for an affordable price. It's open to the public along with food bank clientele. The prices range as $2 to $10, and people can pay by debit, credit or cash. Shoppers can round up their purchase to donate to the food bank. The idea is the money made goes back into the food bank. Having a clothing store part of a food bank isn't new, but it is new for the Guelph Food Bank, said Carolyn McLeod McCarthy, managing director of GFB. In years past, it had a clothing exchange program. Now the store has a storefront at 100 Crimea Street. It soft launched on Saturday and made $1,900 its first day. It's open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The clothing, shoes and accessories are new since they were donated by partners of the food bank. The tags have been taken off so shoppers don't know the previous price of the items. As the stock depletes, there will be a mix of new and used items, McLeod McCarthy said. For food bank clientele, a system will be created in the new year so they can purchase clothes using either vouchers or a sliding scale. We wanted to make sure that we were affordable for everyone, said McLeod McCarthy. So it's become unaffordable for a lot of people to even hit a thrift store, especially if you can't afford to put food on the table. How are you going to be able to afford clothes? Said McLeod McCarthy. So when you come in, you feel like you're in a proper store, she said. It gives people dignity to choose their clothes and provide for their family, she said. I had one fellow that was in the other day and found some stuff that he needed, and it was great that he did, said Marilyn Warabek, executive director of GFB. His mother heard about it from the radio and he explained to her he couldn't afford much, said Warabek. And she says you buy it. It's a Merry Christmas. So he was just astonished, she said. He bought a coat for himself and coats for his three sons, Warabek said. There are a variety of sizes for clothing and clothing for every age. The items most needed are coats and boots. The store isn't accepting donations from the community yet, but are looking for volunteers for 2024.